You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Come out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth, avoid the evil, learn Yahweh's ways. Torah life, ministries, come out of the world. Oh, my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan.
Let us learn Yahweh's ways with Torah Life Ministries.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Nisan with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening to the program today. And Torah Life means Torah, the first five books of the Bible, which actually is the instructions of our Creator. And I will submit to you the foundation of all Scripture is found in the first five books of the Bible. And it's what all the people in the Scriptures that were written about referred to when they discussed Scripture or the words of our Creator. And the words of our Creator basically has this message: fear God, not man. And that's what it comes down to. And we live in a world today where so many people fear the things they see in the media and the news, and whether you want to call it fake news or real news or whatever kind of news you want to call it, it's a problem, because in today's world, what's going on is no different than what's always been going on. As it says, there's nothing new under the sun. A man has been finding ways to make other men fear for a reason, and usually it's reason of making money or something like that. But when you look at the Bible and you understand the idea of blessings and curses and salvation, that's what I want to talk about today, because there's three things: blessings, curses, and salvation. Now, we're only saved by the blood of Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. That's the only way to have salvation. You can never do something or work your way to be saved. That is clear in the Scriptures, and I'm not trying to go against that or tell anybody that is any different. But that is clear as clear can be. And if anyone says it's not, they don't understand the Scriptures. It all comes down to Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, dying for us so we could be set free from death row. We never even deserved that beautiful gift. And we never deserved the gift of instructions that come in the Bible to tell us how to live and get it right so we're not back on death row. But the Bible's also clear about being obedient to our Creator and being blessed for it. And if you're disobedient, you're cursed. There's no middle ground. There's no neutrality with our Creator, either for Him or against Him. Do you understand what I'm saying, folks? You can't just say, well, I'm not sure about that. I'm just going to sit on the sidelines and make my decision. No, if you're not being obedient to our Creator, then you're being disobedient to our Creator. It's one or the other. There's no middle ground. See, the Bible is a book of opposites. It's good versus bad, or good versus evil, life versus death, and blessings versus curses. And it's our, by the way we act, by what we do, by who we decide to follow, by our obedience or disobedience, we get either the blessings or the curses. Now, there are some things that happen to us that might seem like a curse, that might be a blessing in disguise. But there are clear blessings in the Scriptures, and the Bible is clear when it says, if you follow my words, if you keep my statutes and commandments, all will be well with you. Regardless if we know it or not, we might be upset about not being able to do something or go somewhere, but then we see a tragedy happen and then we're relieved. We're like, well, we didn't know, so it turned into a blessing. But there's a clear connection to all of this with obedience and disobedience in the Bible. And my concern is that many people that decide to call themselves Christians or believe in Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, they don't make the connection between disobedience and curses, and they bring this upon themselves. And it's my job as a watchman, as a brother, and as a human being to let people know that none of us ever could deserve Yeshua dying for us. However, the book that he left behind, the book that was given to us by our Creator, known as the Bible, has all the answers. Everything we need to know in every way, in every form, of how to be completely blessed. You see, as humans, we think a blessing is winning the lotto or winning a big jackpot or even winning a car or something. You know, I see the old reruns of The Price is Right on TV, and then some people win a vacuum cleaner, they get a little excited. They win a car and they act like they won $10 million or something. When's the last time you saw somebody get excited over the Bible the way they see those people in a Price is Right get excited about a car? You know, the announcer comes out and the curtain opens up and says, a new car! You know, I'd like to see the announcer come out and say, all right, here's what you're going to get, a new Bible! And the people are going to be just as excited about it. The thing is, we don't fear God. We don't fear our Creator. We fear man, and we look for man's ways. We live in the flesh. But we can change that. And it starts, I believe, with obedience. Because when we're obedient to His Word, we start to understand Him and His character. And then we understand forgiveness, and then we understand love, and then we understand humbleness, and it's a beautiful thing. And that's what the scriptures are about. It's about an attitude, not an action, but it's the actions that lead to the attitude. And that's what we need to get right and understand. And it's where is our heart, you know? I know people that work really hard for their money, but they'll go and spend it on $500-$600 on tickets to an NBA playoff game. But they moan and groan if they have to give $5 at a church to tithe or something. You know, where you put your investment is what's going to come, you know, it's where your investment is going to be. And if you put it in flesh and the world's ways and man's ways, well, you know, good luck for you, right? Or blessings to you. But if you put it in Yah's ways, our Creator's ways, you don't need luck. You don't have to worry about what ifs. His word is sure. His word surely says, if you do this, this is what will happen to you. See, if you don't believe in the Bible, it's one thing. But if you believe in the Bible, what do you do with something like says, you know, if you diligently follow my guidelines and instructions and keep my statutes and commands, I will not put the same disease upon you that I put upon the Egyptians. Exodus, as it says in Exodus 15:26. You know, and then he says, when the children went into the promised land, if you keep my guidelines and instructions, you will be blessed abundantly. But if you do not, not only will I put the same disease upon you that I put upon the Egyptians, but I will give you new diseases that you never even heard of yet. Do not mingle the seed with the world. Do not follow their ways. Follow our Creator. So most Christians will say, well, they do follow our Creator. And I think Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, followed the Torah and the guidelines. He's known as the living Torah. Not so we didn't have to. No, so we understand what it means to be obedient and successful at living a righteous life. That's what right means. Right means righteous. So why do so many Christians out there today partake in things that are not of Scripture? We got things like Halloween, and a lot of Christians will say, well, we don't follow Halloween. A lot do, but a lot say we don't follow. But then you got to follow Christmas and Easter, which is just as bad. And why is all this? Why is there so much confusion? Why is there no confusion? Why is there so much deception? And why are people not feeling deceived? Well, the scriptures are very clear when it says there's a battle that goes on and it's not of flesh. It's in a spiritual realm. And the enemy has done a great job at deceiving people to believe they're all right and everything's great in their lives and everything's wonderful. But when it comes down to it, if you compare their lives against Scripture, then they're missing a lot. Now, I will admit, if you look at Scripture and you look at the average Christian's life, there are many, many commandments that they're fulfilling without even knowing it. So for them, for those that say, well, we're not under the law, or we don't have to follow the law, or we don't have to follow the guidelines and instructions, well, then why are you keeping all of these? Well, they're not trying to. It's just a normal part of their daily day, and it just so happens that they're keeping it. There are many non-believers out there that end up keeping some of the laws. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, and so on. And they don't confess Yeshua as Messiah. But why is it that the ones we're disobedient to, why is it not as Christians or as believers, are you not diligently seeking the Word on a daily basis to learn the truth about what the Bible says about how we should live our lives and what we should be doing? How important is that to you? Where is that in your priority list to diligently research the scriptures and find out why it says something like, you know, do not put a Christmas tree up at your house, and Easter and Christmas are pagan days, and don't follow the pagan days, and keep the set appointed feast of our Creator, or keep the Sabbath holy, versus, you know, oh, you can do whatever you want. Why aren't these things not discussed more? Because your pastor in your church says you don't have to do those things or follow those things? well, what does our Creator say? And what does the Bible say? And what's the example or the pattern in Scripture when it comes to the Torah and the first five books of the Bible? This is what we need to ask ourselves. And of all the people, if you took every person out of the Bible, if you took every scripture out of the Bible, and you were just left with one, and you choose Yeshua, our Messiah, obviously, the one they call Jesus, because he's the one we want to follow. He's the one we want to look at. And everyone else, all the confusion about everyone else, and a different opinion about everyone else, take that all aside and look at Yeshua, what he did and what he said. And I have on my website, Torah Life Ministries, a series called Yeshua Said. And that's what it does. It looks exactly what Yeshua said. And Paul said the same exact thing Yeshua said. Clearly, it says we are saved through the wonderful grace of Yahweh. And the salvation comes through Yeshua, his son, who became a curse for us and took the penalty of death for us and set us free and gave us the instructions, the guidelines, the Bible, so we would get it right. So we would understand how to do it. So we wouldn't mess up again. And that's what I'm calling you to do out there. I'm calling you to read your scriptures more diligently. On my website, every single day, we have daily Bible readings live. And you can look at the reruns as well, going through the Bible, breaking it down diligently to see what it says. And we have many other videos on the website as well on different topics. We have a local fellowship that meets every Saturday at 3 p.m. in Lake Worth, Florida. And every Friday night at 10 p.m., we have, via YouTube, a live hangout for 2 hours every Friday night at 10 p.m. So there's no reason to say, well, I didn't have time this day, I didn't have time this day, or I didn't know where this was. No, I've given you just three opportunities to find out and talk and ask questions and get them answered. Don't just go to your pastor and think he knows everything. No, Yahweh knows everything. And if there's some things that sound good to your flesh, well, those are the things you need to question. Because there's a lot of things that might sound good to our flesh. I mean, if you're a little kid going to school and a teacher says you have no homework, you feel kind of good. You're like, I'm sitting in school all day. I shouldn't have to go home and do homework. You start justifying it in your mind. You come home, you're like, I don't got homework. Great. You know, it feels good to the flesh not to have to do the work. Well, it's no different with the scriptures. Yah's giving us homework to do. He's telling us to do it. But if people want to make excuses and think, I don't got to do anything. I said I believe in Yeshua. I said some words with my lips, so I don't got to follow anything or do anything. I already got salvation. Well, I'm talking about blessings and curses, folks. I'm talking about, you know, how you want to live your life and how you want to represent the one who died for you. That's what I'm discussing here. And that's what I discuss on my website for all of you to follow. And that's why I'm on this program, on this radio station, so you can understand and hear that and hopefully see what I'm saying there. So check it out, everybody, TorahLifeMinistries.org, TorahLifeMinistries.org. And the phone number to contact me is at the end of the video as well. And I just want to encourage you again, read your Bible every single day. And remember, as believers, there's six things we need to be doing on a regular basis. That is to pray, proclaim, read, and repent and submit. Pray, proclaim, read, and repent and submit. Are you doing those things on a regular basis? Make yourself a checklist. Check it off. See if you're doing those things on a regular basis. Prayerfully you are. And that's it. So thank you for listening to the program today, everybody. And again, if you want to join the fellowship, just contact me via the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. Until then, everybody, have a blessed day and shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you'd like to learn more, please visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 561-425-5399. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33416. Thank you for your prayers and support.
All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown.
Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Everything that, everything. Jesus took his blood and he washed our sins, washed them all away. Yes, there are some of us who have laid down our lives, but we all shall live again on the other side.
draw near.